This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook as the Captain's America Third Watch on the Facebook page. Also, on MeWe, the same way. Gab, the same way. Parler, we're listed at the Captain's America. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, hour one of the program, Friday morning edition, it would be the one and only infamous and world-famous professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to start with the House passing two Democratic immigration bills yesterday, specifically for the Dreamers and farm workers. And I want people to pay close attention to me because I can already tell there's some doom and gloomers out there going, oh, my God, they're going to get the right to vote. They're going to be citizens. And oh, you're a cousin. Well, throw that in the trash can. Because the House voted Thursday to unlatch a gateway to citizenship for the young Dreamers, migrant farm workers, and immigrants who fled war or natural disasters, giving Democrats wins in this year's first votes on this issue that once again faces a huge, emphasize the word, a huge uphill battle in the Senate. Now, in the House, it passed 228 to 197, the first one. Lawmakers approved the one bill offering legal status to around 2 million dreamers that were brought to the U.S. illegally as children, and hundreds of thousands of migrants admitted for humanitarian reasons from about a dozen troubled countries. Any comment on that yet before I go on?
Well, I mean, this is something we've talked about, the Dreamers, before when Donald Trump tried to get some kind of a deal for the Dreamers. The Democrats wouldn't budge, and they let the Dreamers hang out to dry as far as they were concerned because they didn't want to give Trump a win. But now they're back trying to get this done.
Well, pay attention to the number. That first bill passed 228 to 197. The second one passed 247 to 174 for the second measure, creating similar protections for 1 million farm workers who have worked in the U.S. illegally. The government estimates they comprise about half of the nation's agricultural laborers. Now, both bills hit a wall of opposition from Republicans insistent that any immigration legislation bolster security at the Mexican border, which waves of migrants have tried breaching in recent weeks. The GOP also accused congressional Democrats of ignoring that problem and President Joe Biden of fueling it by erasing former President Donald Trump's restrictive policies, including that the surge began while Trump was in office. And it did. It started when Donald Trump was in office. But we were building a wall, and at least that was going to help. Now, Dreamers win wide public support all across the country, and migrant farm workers too, because they are the backbone of the agricultural industry. Like it or not, that's true. However, Kyle and listeners, both House bills face very gloomy prospects in the evenly split Senate. That chamber's 50 Democrats will need at least 10, count them, 10 GOP senators to break the Republican filibusters. Now, your comment.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. They will have to try to reach out and get at least 10 GOP senators to support something like this, some version of whatever they might end up passing. But that's a really hard hill to climb, as it were. But this is also at the very heart of the matter, Captain, of what the Democrats want to do to the Senate. The Senate is supposed to be a much more deliberative body. Things are supposed to move slower. It is not supposed to be just like the House of Representatives. In other words, they can jam through stuff in the House as much as they want, but it could hit that roadblock in the Senate. And watch and see how the Democrats try to manipulate things like getting rid of the filibuster, that kind of stuff, so that they can try to simply jam through as best as they can things through the Senate as well, completely negating what both chambers are supposed to be able to do.
As it stands right now, because of the fact that they did the reconciliation one time already, every bill to get to the floor takes 60 votes to get there.
That's right.
They did it to themselves, so that's going to be a lot tougher, especially with these bills. Now, the outlook was even grimmer for Biden's more ambitious goal of legislation making citizenship possible for all, and I'll use the quote, 11 million immigrants in the U.S. illegally. We've heard that for the last 10 or 12 years. It's only 11 million. Yep, sure it is. Easing visa restrictions, improving border security technology, and spending billions in Central America to ease problems that prompt the people to leave to begin with. So this is not just one and done. It's not going to happen. This is a long, hard, tough road to even get it to the floor of the Senate.
Well, exactly right. Now, Captain, even though there is some support for, as you said, people who make up a big part of the agricultural industry, the idea that the American people and even those who are here already or who are trying to get citizenship legally, they don't want people to start moving to the front of the line, basically.
Okay. Yep. No, we'll talk about when we come back because you got caught off right there, right at the end of that, and we'll be right back with more, folks.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
That was a little bit weak on the audio there. We'll have to work on that. Sounds like Kyle didn't have his Pepsi or whatever during that one. But anyway, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by Relief Factor. And Relief Factor is part of an integrated health plan that helps the body reduce inflammation over time. And the ingredients that are in there is what works for most people. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is what a lot of people's problems are. It also goes straight to the source of the pain you're having to lower or even eliminate pain, whether it's associated with an injury you've had or exercise or even everyday living. Now, the best part of all this, it's 100% drug-free, and it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Now, it comes in a nice individual packet. It also supports your healthy joints and muscles, and that speeds the healing process up along too for you. And I take it and have been taking it religiously for a little bit more than 5.5 years right now. Now, it costs $19.95 to get started with a 3-week quick start. And you do that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, give it a try, and see if it works for you, because after all you have to lose is pain. Relieffactor.com/captain is a website to go to. All right, back to Kyle Warren and Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Sound like you didn't have your Wheaties on the other thing. I got to go figure out why that thing was weak. But anyway, it was. All right, well, I'm going to play one little clip here about the border, and then I'm going to back out and talk about something that you auto workers up there in Michigan, yep, you got it stuck right in you by Josie Boy Biden. All right, here we go.
The Biden administration has been telling would-be border crossers not to travel to the United States.
The message continues to be, now is not the time to come.
But White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki...
Whoa, that's way too hot. I had to cut that back. I don't know what's going on. I got to, again, there's something screwy going on here, but that's okay. Well, what this message was, or what this story was that the Biden administration is going to let some migrant families into the United States, no questions asked, and that's a little switcherooner from what's going on, you know what I mean?
Well, exactly, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Now, here we go. The United Auto Workers, who endorsed Joe Biden and stood behind him and got out and campaigned for him because the auto business was doing good and they were going to put another plant up and they were opening a plant in Michigan and this, that, and the other. Well, I got news for everybody. Yesterday, the news broke that Ford is moving a nearly $1 billion investment to Mexico from Michigan, a move that had been fought off during the Trump years. Remember, they were going to move that plant, and Trump says, no, you're not.
That's right.
Well, the reason they moved it, Kyle, is because of the new increase in taxes that's coming.
Well, exactly right. And see, these are the consequences when you have an administration like the Biden administration coming in and doing what it's doing so cavalierly without any respect to the jobs and all the investment that's already gone there. Well, you know, Captain, if you don't mind, we can get in the way back machine. Do you remember back during the Ross Perot days, he had a favorite phrase that he would use, or one of his favorite phrases, and I think it's apropos here, you know, Ross Perot at the time was talking about this happened and that happened. He said, you will hear a giant sucking sound of, you know, from Mexico, of the jobs going down to Mexico. Here we go. This is what the sucking sound sounds like, I guess.
Well, you get what you vote for, folks. And Donald Trump spent his entire presidency vocally opposing the outsourcing of jobs. And one of the biggest focuses was to saving the auto industry and keeping the plants here in the United States and having to move back from overseas and even Mexico. And now we get this big, huge slap in the face to the United Auto Workers Union up in Michigan. How you liking him now there, folks? Joe Biden. And he he turns around and does this, and not one word about, well, we can't let that happen. No, no, no. No, they're moving because they know the taxes are about to go out of sight, and that makes it more profitable. Hello, bottom line, profit. That makes it more profitable for them to go south because they can hire the cheap Mexicano labor.
Well, you know, Captain, what we're seeing here, again, is more vindication that President Donald Trump wanted nothing more than to help the American worker, and in many cases, he didn't care if they voted for him or not. He was there in order to try to make sure that we had great jobs, our industry was here in the United States, there was no incentive to leave, there was more incentive to come back, for example. But here's I'll do a Joe Bidenism here. Here's the deal. The deal is that once again, President Trump was beginning to help fashion the Republican Party into more of a working people's party, in the sense that we're going to have plentiful jobs, the policies are going to be good for everybody, and they can leave the Democrats in droves. So I think that's what you're going to start see happening here. A lot of these United Auto Workers Union folks are going to say, wait a minute, what the hell are we doing with Joe Biden?
Well, that's all true. And, oh, by the way, speaking of what the hell are we doing with Joe Biden, what the hell are we doing with the DHS chief, Mr. Mayorkas, who yesterday got blasted by Senator Lindsey Graham over the border crisis, saying, change course or change jobs.
Exactly. Unbelievable. This is we're witnessing this happen. and it's absolutely so completely against common sense. It's against good, well-informed policy. It just doesn't make any sense on any level. And the senator was quite right to say what he said.
And then we had little Dr. Fauci going up against Senator Rand Paul.
Oh yes,
about the face mask. And little Dr. Fauci was, according to Dr. Rand Paul, who is a doctor, by the way, said that you're confusing everybody with this double standard over masks. First you say no masks, and then you say a mask, and now you wear two masks, and then you say people had the vaccine don't have to wear a mask, and what are you doing wearing two masks anyway? Why do you wear a mask when you've had the vaccine?
Oh, I know. I got to tell you, this was a throwdown. It was, this could be a pay-per-view at some point, I think, Captain, just to see how Rand Paul was absolutely devastating poor little Dr. Fauci on this whole thing. And Fauci has to sit there and defend the indefensible. You know, again, the American people don't want to be unsafe. But here's the thing. They keep seeing that the goalposts keep moving. They can't understand that if we got vaccinated or if people are vaccinated, why they have to continue to act as though they're not been vaccinated. And as Senator Rand Paul was talking about, you know, you're just going against the whole idea of immunity. Are you immune or not at this point? And if they come out and say, well, no, you're not really immune, I mean, this is just going to get worse and worse. And Dr. Fauci, again, has to continue to try to defend the indefensible.
And then we had Xavier Becerra, who was a former congressman from California, who went back to California, ran for attorney general, got elected, correct?
Oh, yes, yes.
Yesterday he got confirmed in the Senate as the Health and Human Services Secretary by a vote of 51-49. One Republican moved over to vote for Becerra. You know who it was?
That would be Susan Collins of Maine.
And once again, she got elected last time around, so she's got 6 years, so she doesn't care. But this is just not the way things should be done, because Becerra never should have got in there because he is a leech.
Right. Well, Becerra is also going to start figuring out, too, eventually, something weird's going on with Joe Biden and this kind of thing. I will harken back to when President Biden couldn't get Becerra's name right, didn't quite know exactly who he was.
Bacchier or something like that.
Exactly.
Xavier Bacchier.
Yeah, so something's going on there. But, what we're going to see is we're going to continue to see all of these politics and these political decisions play out. It's not going to be in the best interest of the United States. Policies are going to be bad, and people are going to see exactly what happens when you decide to give the Democrats power in that sense. And they're going to do exactly what they say they were going to do. I think there's going to be a huge backlash against them.
All righty, well, here comes the music in our ear. And, folks, we're going to take a break. And at the bottom of the hour, the news, some of your stations, and they get to pay some of their bills. When we come back, we're going to do a circle back segment. Yep, that's right, circle back. And you're going to love this one, Jen Psaki. Jen Psaki, not the drink. We're going to circle back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House of Representatives has approved legislation that would benefit millions of immigrants. The mostly party-line vote in the House has given approval to legislation giving permanent legal status and a path to citizenship for Dreamers.
Dreamers are doctors, nurses, lab technicians, contact tracers, and job creators.
California Democrat Raul Ruiz is the chair of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. He also backs a second bill providing similar protections for illegal farm workers. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Congress should be sending a different message.
That message is simple. There is never a right time to break the law and enter the United States illegally.
Neither proposal appears to have the bipartisan support that's needed to advance in the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, thank you very much, Kathy. This portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, is being brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. They have a website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. And Geico has been saving people money for well over 75 years. They are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, you can go to the website, and you will either find out where your local Geico office is located, or you can get everything done on the website by getting a price quote, see what if they can save you some money for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you want to get your motorcycle covered, your RV. Maybe you got an ATV and a boat, too. They can do all of the above. And if you bundle your homeowners and renters insurance policies through Geico along with your automobile insurance, you will get a bundle rate that'll save you even more money. Now, I've been over there over 17 years. They've done a great job for me. All you got to do is go to the website and get it all started at Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico, G-E-I-C-O .com. And if they ask you where you heard about them, tell them the captain sent you. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Kyle, guess what?
What's that?
It's time to circle back.
All right.
If I can get this. All right.
Stand by to circle back.
Well, we're standing by because that thing doesn't want to work now, so I don't know what the hell's going on here. But anyway.
Live radio. That's live radio.
Yeah, so we'll just cut it down and we'll let it sit right there. Now, what we're going to circle back about, folks, is Jen Psaki. Jen Psaki. Jen Psaki says that she did a press conference. And a reporter asked her about, the border and the situation down there. And she said there was a crisis on the border during the news conference and then switched the term to challenges on the border. Wow.
Wow and wow and wow is right, because she has been trying to avoid uttering the term crisis for a long time now. And this happened, Captain, as I recall, as she was explaining a bunch of stuff and talking to the reporter and this, that, and the other thing. And I think she just kind of lost track for a moment and then, in her own mind, probably circled back to the idea of it being a crisis, and then she said the word crisis. Of course, that's huge, because all this time she's been telling us that it's really just an enormous challenge at the border, that it's also, there's a big problem that's there, I think, as well. I think that was a term that was used. But for the fact that she called it a crisis inadvertently, some may say almost akin to a subconscious slip or something like that, it really does speak volumes, because I think what it points out on the serious side here, that the White House really does understand that they have generated this huge crisis at the border, that nothing is working out the way that they thought that it would, and that they are having a real hard time dealing with this, and also that it is starting to erode popularity for the administration big time.
Yes, sir, buddy, as they say in the business. Now, we go from that to the tax hike. I don't know if you heard this, Kyle. This was announced late last night. The IRS revised the tax hike that's coming and said, no, it's not going to be on people making $400,000. It's going to be $200,000 each for couples making $400,000. So now we're down to $200,000 and above. You're going to get stuck with a pretty good-sized tax hike.
Shocking. And I'm not trying to be – this is huge – this is huge news, and I say this, Captain, because even in the campaign, as President, then candidate Biden wanted to try to snow job everybody into believing that, don't worry, we're just going to tax people making over $400,000.
What he said?
Yeah, and this was the bedrock of his campaign regarding taxes, and so here we go. And you know what the president ought to do? He ought to say, no, wait, no, that's not what I promised. And this is what I'm going to do. But of course, they're not going to do that, because it's all a bait and switch. And it's really, really unfortunate that, again, we're going to see this kind of thing happen. And a lot of people are going to be affected by this. And it's going to do another thing, Captain. And that is going to be, in general, it's going to drag down the economy. We are not going to recover as well as we should be able to coming out of COVID, and thanks to Joe Biden.
Yep, and thanks to Joe Biden, there's something else that's going to happen. You ready?
Yep.
Who's the president right now?
Well, I guess it depends on who you ask. If you ask Joe Biden, he might think it's Kamala Harris.
Well, he did. He called his second-in-command in the speech he gave yesterday. He called his second-in-command President Harris in a straight face in his latest flub. Folks, you can't make this stuff up.
I know. And again, in all seriousness, these are more indications, Captain, that something is going on, something is wrong, and unfortunately, it seems to be manifesting itself a lot more often. And it's something that the White House, and I think even the mainstream media, is not going to be able to simply glance
over. They don't dare open their mouth.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
that's
because
exactly right.
Because Kamala is going to be the president sooner rather than later. She's going to replace Joe Biden. I'm still going to go on the record and tell you right now that I do not believe he will last 4 years as president. He will have to step down because he is losing his mental acuity.
Well, that much is so obvious from what we've seen happen even just over the last year. Captain, even before he became the nominee, he was beginning to exhibit these kinds of things. It seems to have been accelerating over time. And if you just go back to the, even just the day that he left office as vice president with Obama, he was a very different person at that point.
And then you got Vladimir Putin. Who knows? Who knows what's going on? Vladimir Putin says, I want to challenge the Biden guy to a live televised debate around the world. We talk about things together on the television.
Well,
Biden will eat his lunch. Or, I'm sorry, Putin will eat Biden's lunch. There we go.
Well, this is an interesting response from Putin, because all this has been generated because Biden said in an interview that he thought that Putin was a killer.
Yeah.
And then they recalled their ambassador and so forth. And you know, we're no fans of Vladimir Putin. But I'll tell you this. I think what he did is he gave this response. They probably sat around and said, okay, now what do we do? And they came up with this to essentially challenge Biden to a public discourse, you know, and I think he's only doing that because he knows he can begin to try to rattle him that way, something that Biden's never going to agree to, by the way, I think.
And remember, Matt Gaetz last night said that everybody in D.C. knows that when Kamala Harris shakes Joe Biden's hand, she's checking his pulse.
Right. That's right, yeah. Because you can't tell that from an elbow bump. You know, that's the thing. But, yeah, it's so very sad, Captain, because the American president, whoever they are, they need to be able to be strong. They need to be able to be somebody like a Vladimir Putin, you know, a character like that. They've got to think twice about how they think the American president would react to something. And I don't know if Putin is thinking twice about stuff like that right now, or has a reason to in his calculus. And I think that that puts our country at a very big disadvantage.
You can bet that China and Russia and Iran are all watching Joe Biden. They realize there's a problem there, and they know that they have the upper hand.
That's right. Now, fast forward, theoretically, to one day, what if Kamala Harris is the president? How does that fit into the
discussion? There's no if. She's going to be the president. The question is how soon.
Well, yeah, it's from what we can tell, exactly. But how is their calculus going to be affected with Kamala Harris? I perchance to think that they also would feel that she doesn't have the experience in order to stand up to them.
And then finally, the House voted to table the resolution to kick Eric Swalwell off the Intel Committee over his relationship with a Chinese spy. What a debacle.
What a debacle, and unfortunately, no surprise right there. He sits on that committee, by the way, because somebody named Nancy Pelosi wants him to sit on that committee. She doles out those assignments, and so, honestly, this says a lot about Nancy Pelosi as well. When common sense, you know, Captain, you know, in different industries and so forth, if there was the kind of suspicion that you'd have about somebody that we know that we have about Eric Swalwell at this point, they would easily be put on administrative leave or something like kind of thing. Mm-hmm. They'd be taken out of that position.
All righty, hold that thought, folks. We're going right back to a break here. And when we come back to Truckers Highway and Byway Report for you, we do have some weather to talk about. Not a lot, but it's real windy in a lot of parts of the country tonight. Kathy's going to take us a break, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And she and her husband, Don, run the Double D Stables up there, Ranch. They call it Double D Ranch. And they're just up the road a tad bit from our friends and military people that are serving down there in beautiful Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah there for everybody in Fort Benning. All right. Well, the Truckers Highway and Bible Reports brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Pull on in there. Get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. All you got to do is go in there and say, hey, I was listening to Captain's America Third Watch talk about you on the radio. And he told me I'd get a free cup of coffee. Guess what? You will. But become a member of the Drivers Club, and we'll tell you all about that after we get done. Rooster cruising.
Little boogie tune called Raise Radio. Little song with that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. quarter cab sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a tear right deep, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Road King mic that I like to match. When I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hand got in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Now when you get around, a driver wants to throw a dead key. Well, you can find his ass if you'll just listen to me. I use my RF gain and my squelch control and that little bitty meter on my radio.
All righty, that's Ray Carlisle, Rooster Cruiser. Ain't nothing wrong with his radio. I'm going to bring Kyle in the mix there. Yeah, it's always fun to play that. I played an extra stanza tonight, too, by the way.
That's true. That's right. A different verse than we normally hear. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with his radio.
No, it's radio.
Radio, that's right.
All right, well, here we go. Rain may turn into a wintry mix as the East Coast storm slowly moves offshore and allows cooler air to filter into the area. The gale warning tonight goes all the way from Nova Scotia all the way down to offshore down here in Georgia in the south. Now, a Pacific storm in the west is going to produce rain with heavy mountain snow. Strong winds ahead of this system may produce near critical fire weather threats in large portions of the upper Midwest, and I'm going to tell you about that after Kyle tells you what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. That's right. We do have gale warnings all the way from the border with Canada off the coast of Washington all the way down off the coast of California to about Eureka. We've also got a hazardous seas warning out there off of Eureka tonight. It looks like we've got rain up in Seattle. The rain's supposed to be for Thursday and Friday all the way through about Monday or so, then a little bit of a break. Same basic story for the Portland area, so they're going to be seeing rain. We're not having the big winter storm warnings at this time, which is good. We do have a winter weather advisory, though. If you're coming out of Reno, Nevada on I-80 heading towards Sacramento, you will go through a winter weather advisory area there along the interstate, so be careful there. Map is pretty quiet tonight, which is a good thing, generally speaking. So let's take a look at a couple of temperatures. Laramie, Wyoming, clocking in at 27 degrees right now. They don't have a high wind warning tonight, which is good. They typically do, so they've got a little bit of a respite there. Also, up in Great Falls, Montana, 42 degrees tonight. Bozeman checking in Montana at 40 degrees. But other than that, it's pretty quiet map, Captain.
Yeah, well, there is some cold weather settling in now, going to be coming in behind this warm weather we've been having. Florida's going to get cool for two or three days here, starting Friday night over Saturday into Sunday, and then it'll warm back up again. But I'm going to start up in Minnesota for our good friends up there in Minnesota, north of Minneapolis, all the way to the Canadian border. You not only are going to have some windy conditions, but it's going to be dry, and there's going to be some fire weather conditions up there, which are going to make things exciting. But the winds are going to gust in some areas up to 40 miles an hour. Now, that's going to be repeating itself as we move over to the east, over into Ohio, the southwestern half of Ohio tonight. There is some high winds there in that area. Gusts 25 to 35 miles an hour coming today, all the way down through the central part of Kentucky as well. You have some flood watches in Illinois, around the central part of Illinois. Flood watches in Tennessee, right around the central part of Tennessee. You have some flood watches in Georgia, up in the northern part of Georgia, up around Kennesaw, and sporadic flood watches in the great state of Missouri, as well as in Arkansas. Now, moving over to the east, we are going to see along the lee shore of, let's see, this is over, well, our listeners in Sandusky tonight. You've got flooding going on there along the shoreline, and some of you may be experiencing flooding in the Sandusky, Michigan area right now, as well as windy conditions along Lake Erie, all the way from just about Toledo, Port Huron, all the way over east towards upstate New York. About Dundee is where you run out of the winds there. And a big-time gale warning from Nova Scotia, especially around around Cape Cod in Massachusetts and down towards Rhode Island. Some real windy conditions there. Lynn's probably getting rocketed there. Looks like wind gusts could be approaching 45 miles an hour right there along the ocean. So that's going to be an interesting night for those folks. And, you know, folks, if you're out on the road, and I want to talk to the RVers for a second, because we don't spend enough time telling you about what Flying J does for the RVers. They have amenities there at most of the Flying J truck stops for the RVs to pull in there. They've got a fuel pump where you can pull in to get your diesel or even your gasoline. That's usually marked RVs. And a lot of the places have got dumps where you can do your business there by cleaning out your camper toilet. They got the sanitary dumps there. And they've also got places if you want to spend the night there, you can just park in a certain part of the parking lot and you've got a place to stay and you've got your food. And if you need to do your laundry inside, you can do that just like the truck drivers do. So there you go. So the RVers have that advantage there. Plus, you can become a member of the RVers Club at the Flying J. And if you do that, you get all types of points for different things that you buy, just like the drivers, whether it's fuel, whether it's in the store, whether it's food. And you get to use those points to spend and save money on down the line. Or you can take advantage of the fuel cards they have there. The more you buy, the cheaper it is, right?
That's exactly right, Captain. And for RVers, too, they have propane refill as well. And so that's right. There's all kinds of stuff that both truckers and RVers and travelers can use. And you know something? I've noticed something, too, Captain, at pilotflyingj.com, they have a little selection there called locations, and you can use that. It's very easy to use. You can put in the state that you're traveling in. You'll get a list of all the Pilot and Flying J's in your area. You can search by city, that kind of thing, and it makes it really easy to find and plan your trip accordingly.
Yeah, and if I was taking I-40 from the East Coast to the West Coast, I'd certainly have my trip laid out where I wanted to stop, and those would be the places I'd stop at. So there you go. All right, here comes the music. Kyle, you hang on, and folks, we'll be back with hour number two right after the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves and pay some of their bills, and then we'll be back. Don't go nowhere. No how. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.